With the COVID-19 pandemic, the college football season this past year has looked incredibly different, unprecedented. We've seen at the Division I level, the fall season that looked different, and even more so the springtime for the levels below Division I, and coaches have had to adjust. And my guest at this time is one that certainly has adjusted in a major way and thrived during this situation. He's Coach Jesse Montalto from Iowa Central Football. And Coach, first of all, it's been a while, and it's good to talk to you. Thank you for the time.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. You know, it's good to be back talking football, and at least we had an opportunity to play a season this year.
Yeah, you did, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Talk a little bit about how difficult it was, some of the adjustments that it is just to get a football season in the spring. I mean, it's unprecedented for teams to play in the spring at the college level especially.
Yeah, and you know, as college football coaches, we're creatures of habit, you know, where we're so used to doing things on our routine. And you know, for us, we went into getting basically schedules all set for the fall. Our kids came in July 6th, and they were ready to go. And then we obviously got the news that we weren't going to play in the fall, and season had been pushed back, which is obviously heartbreaking to our kids. And they were able to push through that and overcome a lot of different things. And we were able to get some guys to transfer on a semester. But our kids kind of stayed with the path and really continued just to focus on the goal at hand, and that was playing the college football season and giving themselves opportunities to get recruited and get to the next level.
Yeah, and they were able to make the most of that opportunity. You guys finished 6-3, finishing the top 10 nationally after being ranked pretty much all season. You finish winning the new against New Mexico Military in the Graphic Edge Bowl. So really, you know, I feel like you guys made the best out of what could have been a bad situation.
For sure, you know, and with our season, you know, we went through some ups and downs where we had some injuries early on and some key players. And then, you know, probably the most rewarding thing about our season and having the opportunity to play was our young kids. You know, we had a lot of our kids, because we played in the spring and we had a lot of guys go Division I, we had a lot of those guys get ready to start reporting to camp here the last week of May and first couple weeks of June. So we lost a good number of guys going into our last three games, and our young kids really stepped up and played phenomenal football, and you could tell that they wanted to play and they were hungry, and it gave us a really good evaluation of where we're going to be for the fall and give a lot of young kids a lot of great reps.
Yeah, and that was one thing I thought was very impressive about your program this year, was the quality of depth that you seem to have been able to assemble in recruiting with this group. I thought was great. I mean, at the JUCO level, a lot of times teams are as good as what they're starting units are, but with you guys, it seemed like you had injuries, you had guys come and go and that kind of thing, but it really was a next man up philosophy, and I thought the depth there showed that there wasn't that much difference between the guys at the top of the depth chart and the number twos.
Yeah, and I think part of that was being able to play in the spring this year, where we were able to develop some of our guys in the fall with the normal season in the fall. You know, your freshmen just got to hop in there and go. This year we were able to develop those guys in the weight room, and then also with about 20 practices in the fall, and get them ready to go. And then we continue to preach that next man up process and trust in the process, and our kids did a really good job of just continuing to grow and waiting for their opportunity. And when they got their opportunity, they took advantage of it, and like I say, it was fun to go out the way that we did and with a bunch of kids that really were hungry and wanted it.
Now, you finish, you're going to finish in the top 10 nationally. You played another quality schedule. Shout out to Kevin Twait, your athletic director. What he did with the schedule was nothing short of magical. And you play Snow and Iowa Western, who you played twice, both in the top five. So you were battle tested. You had a quality schedule. You go 6-3 against that schedule, and you're going to finish in the top 10. What does, I know this is the first time in your direction since you've been here that the program's finished in the top 10. What does that mean to you? What does that mean for the program?
Yeah, and we're just trying to continue to build this thing where it is a, you know, national power. And, you know, we're never going to be content or complacent with finishing in the top 20 or even in the top 10. Our goal is to play for a national title here. We feel like we have the administrative support and what we need to be successful here, and we're going to continue to try to coach our kids up and preach that mentality. Well, we're not going to settle for being average, and we want to be great with everything that we do. So, but again, it is good, and I think our kids are happy with the way that we ended in the top 10 after the way that we started. You know, we just got to get over the hump here and be able to win some of those big time games and get back to winning conference every year and compete for a national title.
Coach Jesse Montalto is my guest. Iowa Central football. Tritons finished the season 6-3 with a win in the Graphic Edge Bowl over a ranked New Mexico military team. Let's talk a little bit about that bowl game, Coach. Your defense, I thought, was incredible. You give up 21 points, but the 10 of those came, or you gave up zero there in the first half, threw a shutout in the first half, and, you know, they scored once late on kind of a just a deep ball they took a shot on there to cut it to 23-21. I thought your guys were dialed in. I thought they were ready to play. And I thought some of the secondary guys, I mean, if you looked around, you know this as well as I do, that there was about three guys back there in the secondary that weren't starting in the beginning of the season. I thought your secondary was great, and that shows the quality of depth you had in that unit.
Yeah, no, we were really happy with those guys' play. That secondary did a phenomenal job, you know, with E.J. Perry, who actually started off as an outside linebacker to start off the year, and he came in and did a great job of safety the last three or four games for us. And then Major Williams went down, who's been probably our leader in the back end the majority of the year. And Christian Hill came in and did a really good job. Deontay Nelson, who was starting corner for us, went down on the first play. And Bilal Kone came in and had two picks on the day and was just locked down. And then a freshman, Amon Glass, it's just been really consistent all year long. So with that group in the back end, and they all come back, we feel really good about that group. And then when we get healthy, we got a couple other guys coming back with CJ Christian. And that group is going to be really, really good going into next fall. So we're excited about them. But defense played phenomenal. We were up 10-0 at half. We came out and hit a big run on our first offensive play, but defense was lights out the entire first half, and we felt like we were in complete control. In the second half, offensively, we just kind of sputtered a little bit and really couldn't get things going. I think we had about three and outs to start the second half, and then they came back, took the lead 14-10 before we got it going, and then Byron Jarrett hit Jace Levi on a big play, and then we were able to capitalize with a touchdown to Jace, you know, and make a 17-14 game. And then we get a stop and we get the ball back with, I think, 11 minutes in the fourth quarter. And we go on probably our best drive of the year, either an 18 or 20 play drive that lasted, I think, over 8.5 minutes. And we were able to seal the deal and go up by 9 before they got the ball back with, you know, a minute and a half left.
Yeah, that last drive of the game that you had where you scored a touchdown, that was old school football. I'm not used to seeing 18 play drives in 8 minutes anymore. That was shades of the old school that you guys kind of took it to. Byron Jarrett made some plays for you, especially late. His maturity, I think, through the season is something that you're able to see and just watching him week to week. Coach, he's got all the tools. The one thing that I think we would agree on is he's had at times some issues with ball security. Is that the only thing that he's missing? Is he starting to clean that up? He seems to be more effective.
Yeah, and he's a kid that, you know, I think some of his issues, especially early on, and the more he plays with us, and I think the better off he's going to be. But he struggles a little bit. He played for a high school team that wasn't great over at Des Moines Hoover, at least up front O-line wise, and then initially went to Ellsworth Community College his first year and played behind a bad O-line. So he gets caught looking at the pressure a little bit instead of seeing his progressions down the field, you know, which forces some bad decisions at times, or, you know. And as the year went on, he really grew in that area where he's continuing to look down the field, and he's going to get better and better here this summer because he'll be back with us again in the fall.
Jesse Montalto is my guest, the head football coach at Iowa Central. Tritons finish as the Graphic Edge Bowl champions at 6-3, finishing the top 10 nationally as well. Coach, this schedule was one that was completely different for you. How do you like playing the teams in the conference twice? Is that something you'd like to do going forward, or you want to go back to the traditional one time?
It's definitely different. You know, it's my first time, you know, experiencing this, and I know they used to do it in the past as part of the conference. But, you know, you look at the NFL and, you know, whether it's any conference in the or any division in the NFL, everybody plays twice. So it's that same similar format, and you get an opportunity to compete against, you know, Iowa Western twice, which is what we want, you know, and you feel like if you want to be at that national level, you got to be able to beat them twice, and you can play with anybody in the country. And so it's been different, and I think our kids get up for it. It's obviously a big in-state rival game, and then obviously with Ellsworth being a big in-state rival game too. So I thought it was pretty different this year, but it was definitely competitive and fun for our kids at the same time.
Coach Jesse Montalto, Iowa Central football, is my guest here. You mentioned there, you know, playing those teams twice, and in 2019 you played a tremendous schedule where you matched up with a lot of the Jayhawk Conference teams. One thing I saw this year, Coach, the quality teams you played, when you talk about Iowa Western and you talk about Snow when they came here and you talk about New Mexico Military, I thought Snow and Iowa Western specifically had incredible pass rush athletes on the defensive line. You've got a really good offensive line. Rodriguez, Bradford, Barry, those guys are all going Division One, and there were times where, you know, the defensive line athletes you played against to me looked like guys that were Power Five level guys and maybe even pros one day.
Yeah, you know, and that's no defense is probably as good as the defensive group, and you know, you get this, a Snow football team who a lot of those guys are older, you know, they're more mature. Those guys have been on missions and been around, you know, so they were an experienced group, and they just kind of wore on us. You know, going into the game where it was 3-3 at halftime, and you could tell some of their maturity and just size at the end of the game really wore on us in the second half, where they forced us into making some mistakes. And then Iowa Western was just a really solid fundamental team who was controlled the line of scrimmage and does a phenomenal job with their scheme. So obviously really, really good football teams, and even ASA. And, you know, you talk about Shreveport, who's a up-and-coming program. Defensively, I thought they were as physical and as fast as anybody we might have saw all year. So we played some really good defensive football teams this year.
Coach, one final question would be, now you've got to press the reset button from spring to fall. You're going to play in the fall now. It's going to be a really short turnaround. I know at the junior college level, you guys really are used to replacing a lot of guys year in and year out. You have new guys coming in June to be ready for the fall season, which is something you're used to. But this may be a little more challenging with trying to get guys ready from just getting finished. And now you've got to figure out, okay, who's going to be here, who's not. And then you've got to try to work in a new group. So what do you think about the challenge of pressing the reset button and being ready for fall?
Yeah, we're 9 weeks out, you know, and with us playing this past weekend, you know, we played at least a week, if not 2 weeks later than everybody else in the country besides Snow and Hutch, who are playing a national title game this week. So we've really got to amp up recruiting here and go finalize some pieces just to put around the great core kids that we have coming back. But, you know, it's no different than any other year. You know, we just got to continue to stay on the grind in the recruiting process and get some kids in here that we think can make a difference for us, and then continue to make sure that our kids are developing over the summer that are returning. Because, like I said, a lot of these young kids played for us the last 3 weeks. So we're excited about the group that we have. And then, obviously, we come in August 2nd. We go through a week of non-padded or non-helmet practices where it's basically just meetings and conditioning. And then the second week we get into lifting with helmets only. And then August 16th, we amp it up with some pads and get ready to roll for our first game September 5th against Lackawanna, who will be a top 10 team probably.
True. No weeks off for sure. Lackawanna is always traditionally really good as well. Coach Jesse Montalto has been my guest here from Iowa Central football. Coach, like always, it's good to talk to you, catch up with you. Tremendous season for you and your guys, and continue that momentum.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me.